This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Ding, bat, ding, bat, ding, bat, bat.
Put moron number two on the phone.
You're not quite right.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
We're not right.
No.
Look, we're more right than that, Bob. I'll tell you what's coming up, Damo.
Damo.
In he comes. Mm. Yeah. Talk about the footy from the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And Guernsey Cash, 10 grand.
Of course.
Sponsored. Coming up. Topic
Brownless.
Again. Well, we start the week with Topic Brownless, which is a risk.
If it ain't broke.
It is broke.
What's next?
Badly broke.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
And then Stevie Baker.
Yeah.
Stevie Baker.
Oh, he was a hard, tough
Wasn't
nut,
tough?
Jim. Oh, from Colac.
Myself, tough. Five it. Anyway, that's where we're at on a Monday.
Yes.
Hello to you, Fat.
How was your weekend,
Jimmy
boy?
I had a very nice day yesterday. I'm going to talk about it with Damo.
Right.
I was taken out to dinner, Lisa and I were.
Ooh.
Or taken out to lunch.
By Damo.
By Damo and the big Duke, a big Howe Tunnel Cliff.
Howe.
And Nafe Brown.
And the girls.
And the girls. And it was we had a ball. Went to St. George and it was awesome.
Oh, yes.
Canterbury and Fitzroy Street.
Oh.
Very, very nice day.
I had a lovely day yesterday.
What'd you do?
You know why?
Why?
The Cats beat North by 75.
Oh, I didn't
75,
watch any of
Tim.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
didn't
7.
Watch a second of that and was very happy not to have watched a second of it.
75 points.
Yes.
And you know how you reckon you might be okay in 3 years? Uh-oh.
Good. Keep that audio.
Yes.
So that when they are, I'm going to replay it. Mind you, we won't be on air by then.
No.
I'll have absolutely had enough
I've
of you
had
by that
of
stage.
You. I'm gonna
what else have you got for me,
going
please?
Going to K-Rock.
Lock it on the rock.
We'll go to Rabs. Hello, Ryan.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Ford. Oh, Dunstall in good shape. Just ragged old Darcy. Threw him to the ground. And the Chief latches onto it, 30 from home, not much angle. And bang, that's going through. Put your glasses down. Hawks get there first. And it comes from their superstar full forward, Jason the Chief Dunstall.
Yeah,
that was the recalling of the 89 grand final bunny chop.
Yeah,
and
was it?
It was. And he was a superstar. We don't like saying it because of our relationship with the Chief.
Exactly.
But well and truly deserving of what you're going to say, he was a superstar.
Exactly. And we asked him to come in today and...
He said no.
Just no. Nothing else. No.
No. Yeah, no, no.
Let's have a chat about the Chief on the rap, 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 rap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Come now for rap, 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 rap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
No sponsor?
No sponsor.
No.
Oh, dropped off.
The joke? Later?
No, I don't think so.
Hey, welcome back, by the way, Ramsey.
Thank you.
Whatever you, Ramsey.
Yeah. Well, I was on my deathbed for a couple of days.
Deathbed.
I've got the courage up and came back to work today.
What the bloody...
Hey, well done to the Chief. By the way,
yes.
As you heard there, he's going to be the next legend in the VFL AFL Hall of Fame.
I assumed he already was.
So did I, to be honest.
Because he is a legend.
Only 6 players have kicked 1,000 goals, Jim. Do you know that?
So that's the AFL version of an immortal. Isn't
it?
Yes. You know, the Rugby League immortal.
Yes,
we have the legend and he's...
Rugby League.
Yeah, but that's in rugby
How
league.
Many legends are there?
Well, we'll get Damo onto that.
Damo
when he comes
can
in
do this.
Because he is well and truly deserving of being
look
a legend.
Look at him out there. I better look that up.
Yeah. I think he's getting Joey to do it.
Yeah. But we got some audio of our good friend, Legend Chief.
You shut up and listen instead of talking
don't speak
shit.
To me like that.
Well, then I won't talk to you. Get out of the box.
Will do.
I will not work with Tom O'Leary. Get out of the box
will
right
do.
Now. Go on, nick
will
off.
Do.
Just throwing a whole tray of food on me.
A whole tray.
Nick off. I'm not
crumbs.
Working with those.
Shut up.
Get out.
Rice go.
That's the audio.
Bill Raps.
No.
Oh, I
do not
throw
that
into
why he doesn't come in.
How great, mate, Chief.
That's why he won't come in, the Chief.
Well, I spoke to him today.
Did you?
Because I had to ring him, see if he wanted to come in.
Yes.
I think he's got hay fever.
Excuse me.
What chance have we got of the Chief coming in if you keep playing that?
Come on, Jim. You set that up.
Oh, I set that up.
You know it was, Zoe. Zoe's fault.
Excuse me.
Paddy Ryder, yes, former star, bomber and power, kicked 11 on the weekend, Jim, for Devon Meadows.
Wow, 11.
11. They won by 204 points. Oh, so probably should have kicked a few more. Come on, Paddy.
Yep.
So well done there. Mark O'Connor has re-signed at the Geelong Cats. 2 more years. You wouldn't believe it. I caught up with him also.
Oh, my God.
I said, you must be happy with that extra 2 years. You know what he said, Jim?
What did he say?
To be sure, to be sure.
Oh, no.
Brisbane are going to tell.
There he is.
Oh, he doesn't like that.
No, he doesn't.
Hey, Cats brought that in yesterday when he kicks a goal, the jig come up.
Right.
And he doesn't like it.
Doesn't like it.
Doesn't like it at all. Right. He had a second shot at goal 20 metres out directly in front and missed.
Missed.
Meant to
so
miss.
So he didn't hear the song, apparently.
Yes. So that's it. Right. Brisbane are going to challenge Charlie Cameron's one-match ban. I don't think they should.
Right.
Dangerous tackle, Jim.
Dangerous tackle.
Head on the ground.
Who do they play this weekend?
Got the Cats.
Oh, my God. Have a listen to this. Have a listen to this.
I shouldn't challenge that. What about the Masters? Scotty Scheffler. I said he wins on Friday or Saturday whenever. He said, no, he wants too boring.
He is boring.
Yeah, but he wins, Jim. Second Masters. Go through it. Tell us who. Hang on. Let's wait for the winning putt.
Now, Scotty Scheffler. People have been wondering, who is the next star in golf? And maybe they just haven't realized he was here the whole time. His stardom confirmed.
Yeah, so I'm much more of a fan of the man who came second.
Who's that?
Ludvig Åberg.
Who?
He is a 24-year-old from Sweden.
Sweden!
And I'm telling you now, he is the juice. He is unbelievably good.
Does he look good?
Oh, yeah. He hits it a mile. He's where's he from? Well, we'll see if we can find that out. But makes home the third. But our man Cam Smith tied sixth.
Oh, good!
He's had an incredible record at the Masters without winning it.
Exactly.
And then Cam Davis tied 12th.
Min Woo
tied 22nd with Adam Scott.
Yes.
So we were okay.
Jasper, what happened to Jasper?
Yeah,
did he make the cut?
He didn't make the cut.
Oh, come on, Jasper.
And then Jay Day tied 30th.
What about Tiger? How did he go? He made the cut.
Yeah, he did, but then blew out.
Right.
Yeah, blew out. Yeah. But very, very what good.
Who did you say was runner-up?
Ludvig Åberg from Sweden.
Yes.
That's him.
Mutt.
So...
I don't know why
we do it.
People would be sitting at home, Jim, going, they're just childs.
They're just idiots in there.
Wait till the joke.
And they are.
Bill's got a hat on.
Bunnings, our new sponsor.
You are an idiot.
Yeah. Netball, Melbourne Vixens, they won, Jim, against Melbourne Mavericks.
Mavericks.
Close game, 68-61.
Right.
So well done, Vixens. Yes. They're away.
Away.
Melbourne Storm, nice win, 16-14 over the Bulldogs Friday night. Former Storm player Josh Adokar. We got him. Come on, Raps. What have you been doing in your 2 days off? He scored a hat-trick for the Bulldogs.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Very good he was. But then nice try at the 74th minute. He did that for the whole two sets we spoke to him. And then Nick Meaney converted, Jim. So nice win to the Storm.
Who are going beautifully.
They are indeed. I'm just having a look here. The A-League on the weekend. Melbourne City 8.
Eight.
Defeated Perth Glory 0.
Eight.
Bloody
hell.
Bad. That's a good win.
Right.
That's about all.
That's all in the wrapping.
Damo's ready to go. Yes. Look at him. He knows. What was the question we put to him?
How many legends in the AFL?
Thank you. Well done.
He's going to have it?
What's
what do you got this big bag under your eye? What have you done?
What's happened?
Other ones.
Oh, no.
What a huge sack
he's
of...
blown a what? Gasket.
What are you...
What's happened to me?
What's going on with you?
Oh, let me have a look.
Oh, no. Damo's in the studio next.
I don't know what's happened to me.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The people say to me all the time, do you and Bill get on? I go, not really.
Thanks to Ford Ranger. Wouldn't you rather be driving Australia's number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Discover why at your local Ford dealer. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. And Damo is into chat footy.
It's time for Damien Barrett to wrap up the weekend in footy.
Bit of news kicking around purple as we welcome you.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Bill. There is.
With his positives.
We're all positive.
That's it. Straight in.
18 winners in the weekend, Bill.
And negatives.
Sorry to disappoint everyone.
Oh, negative, guys.
Bad news.
Nice to have you in purple. We had a very nice day yesterday.
We did yesterday, Jim. I enjoyed the company with your good self and Lisa and the other crew there.
Well, I said to these two off air, and this is something I absolutely believe, the five women attached to that function were far more enjoyable to spend time with than the men.
Yeah. And you're one of the men there.
Yep.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about what he just said being accurate.
All brilliant.
Yeah, they were. They were, and they get on well, don't they? Which is good.
It was good fun seeing them all. Now,
I enjoyed it.
Footy, where are we starting?
Yeah, I want to start with the Chief, because we do have a special soft spot, all of us. I know you used to spend a lot of time, Jim, on and off air, getting inside his head and rolling him, and he often took 45 minutes of a 90-minute show to respond.
But then he got angry, and out came the river of gold.
Yes, and he's still doing that on the Friday Huddle. He's just brilliant, and we're making a big focus this year on it being his 60th year of life.
Which he wouldn't be happy.
No, he's not happy about it.
In fact, we asked him to come on, and his response?
No.
No. No, nothing else?
There wasn't a word either side of it?
Just no. Okay.
Just no. I'm surprised you haven't got a response.
Well, Talking Footy, in our group chat, they send possible guests. They said, Chief?
Yes.
Question mark?
Yes.
No chance.
And in our chat, it was 100 to 1.
100 to 1.
That come from you.
Yeah. 100 to 1.
And that's a bit unders, I think.
Exactly. Yeah.
But he actually walked out of the studio or the pre-match at Marvel Stadium when we got John Kennedy on to celebrate or partially celebrate the 60th birthday that he's up. Coming and he came back in, but John Kennedy gave him a good 15 minutes of stand-up routine of just how bad he was how fat he was when he first joined and how he wasn't that good anyway.
No, no.
He's a very intelligent man, though, Chief.
And richly deserving legend status.
So how many legends are there?
He's the 32nd, Bill. 32nd. Barry Cable came out last year for reasons that were very public at the time. So there were 31 or 32 now. He will become the 32nd Chief.
Thank you.
When he's officially endorsed.
Good on him.
And then you've got the questions around Gary Ablett and Wayne Carey, who I feel deserving of legend status in the game, but there's decisions to be made about them. And obviously, and I've got a strong belief that Buddy Franklin will be as well.
So is it only one a year? Or how
there's
do they
a, there's
work
a certain
that?
Percentage. Yeah, there is, I think there's a bit of wiggle room on it, but there's a certain percentage of overall inductions just as standard Hall of Fame players who can then be converted into legends. Right. And it's not every year.
Yeah. Immortals you're talking about for the...
There aren't many.
There's about 8 or 9, isn't there? How many of them, Radzi, while you're looking at it?
Will he have to speak again? Because he won't want to do that.
No, he wouldn't have wanted to do that today either, would he? But he spoke. He always speaks well, Chief.
I know he does, but he just won't want to do it.
He will on the night, obviously. And do you reckon he might get a tear?
No.
No, he's not emotional.
Oh, no, that night gets people.
I know, but doesn't get how many?
13.
That's what I said.
Oh, you did. Yeah. All right.
Well, you used the word immortal when Buddy Franklin kicked in.
Oh, it will
be thousands.
Because you were up in Sydney, and you thought that'd be good up there.
And then the girl jumped in front of the Channel 7 camera.
Now they use another shot.
Can you see what's under Fat's eye, by the way?
Once you've pointed it out, it's hard not to see. What is it?
I don't know. I can't see my eye.
No, how did he try and see it?
Went to take a selfie, but just Googled the word mirror.
Googled the word mirror.
And guess what came up?
What?
Mirrors. That I had to...
Yeah.
There they are, look. Teen around, $109, a Snooze Ocean Grove mirror. Oh,
no. But they're not reflecting your face there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm going to do. Take it. Keep talking.
Okay, well, we'll get to some positives. I want to start with West Coast, Jimmy, because I actually admire how they've held in there this year and the enthusiasm with which Harley Reid approaches everything. He started slowly, but what do you expect from an 18-year-old?
And of course.
He was unlucky last week to not have been made the rising star officially, but you couldn't not make Sam Darcy when he got it that particular week. He kicked the 3 goals and was really good. So it's not yet through yet, is it, Bill, today? It's normally about this time it comes through, but I'd be staggered if he's not there. And what he's doing, I feel, if you watch the way Elliot Yeo played yesterday, that was 2018 Elliot Yeo. And then you've got Jake Waterman kicking six goals. So they've held themselves
been brilliant
together.
Because their first 3 weeks, you just thought, wow, this is going horribly the wrong way. Yeah. But they were really good last week against Sydney. Probably could have won that game.
Yeah, they could have. Well, they were good at most of the game.
Yep, they were. And then, obviously, the win. So I couldn't agree with you anymore. Well done to them all.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they got Richmond at a vulnerable state. Yeah. We'll touch on them in the negative part of the show. But I like where they've held together. And you know Don Pike better than anyone does. And he's gone in as CEO. And he's just watching this year. And I think he's already started to have an effect.
But for Adam Simpson and the whole club to ever win.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Well done.
Love teams that respond, Bill, to adversity. And there's a couple that did that on the weekend. I thought Adelaide Crows' performance against Carlton was one of those examples. And to cop it as they had to get to 0-4 after their first 4 matches, but to then change their game, and it does pose the question, why wasn't Rankin in the middle more than he had been in the previous 4 weeks? It was a total of five times. And then on the weekend, just gone against Carlton, he's in there 20 times. So I don't get that. And others have been saying that over those 4 weeks that they lost.
He got the nine votes.
He deserved every one
with
of those.
With Sam Walsh. Yep. What about Sam Walsh? First game back. 34 touches, 13 tackles.
Amazing. You're referring to coaches' votes there, coaches, Bill. Yeah.
And Taylor Walker,
four goals. Yeah. And not many wins are gained by the Crows without him impacting as he did. I thought Rochelle was good too in moments. And Jake Saligo, who has had some good raps on him now in a short time in the game, you can just see he's going to be a star. The response component to what Essendon did against Western Bulldogs, I thought was really impressive.
Really good.
What they need to do now is to make that either the bare standard or something resembling that, Bill. And that's going to be their challenge because we've seen these moments before.
I know.
But again, I want to give them a real big tick because I was as critical as anyone last week after the last three quarters that they'd put up against Port Adelaide in Gather Round. So great response.
So guess who plays this week? Adelaide Essendon. There you go. That's interesting.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It is. Yeah. The two responders. One needs to keep it going. Yeah. Love Durham's game, and he's just become so important. Yeah. He's a beautiful size. He was able to take care of Marcus Bontempelli and create goals himself.
Very good.
Yeah, he's a good player. You've got a soft spot for Toddy Goldstein, and what he did against Tim English was really, really good.
How good.
Yeah. And Dersma?
Dersma, the two long bomb goals were really good. Yeah. Caldwell too. He's just he doesn't get a lot of it, but he just uses it really well, doesn't he? And he's tough. You're right, Bill. He's very tough. So I also too, there's not many games that they win without Stringer having an impact in it. And he did that again on the weekend. And Jones has had he's a long time work in progress, but he's showing some good play. I want to go back to Thursday night. I just love Cam Rainer's game for the Lions against Melbourne. They needed someone to stand up. He did. Again, it needs to be the standard for him. And it could well be because he's now played 100 games of footy, Bill. And number one draft pick overall, so crucial
really
to them.
Started really well. He was good. Ryan Lester was good the other night. He was very good.
A great story, actually. He was nearly finished 2 years ago.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was. Came back again last year. Yep. Gold Coast, it's brewing, isn't it, up there? Mm. Yeah, I know they only beat Hawthorn, and we'll touch on Hawthorn on the other side of the equation soon, just to delve into what's going on there, but they just controlled them the entire game. Anderson was so good. Ben King was really good with four goals. It could have been, you know, seven or eight.
Collins,
yeah, tough. So it's all coming together for them.
Tough road trip that for everyone.
Playing
out there is not easy ever.
No. Port Adelaide toiled hard against Fremantle. Had to kick the last two goals of the game to win. Loved how it happened. Big Charlie Dixon, who, as we had seen, robust conversations at quarter time with Ken Hinckley, rolled his ankle, which he does pretty much every second play, took that big clunk, went back, kicked the goal, still needed another goal to get in front. And the very next centre clearance, you had the key players involved in Butters and Rosie and Jason Horne-Francis, who had been anchored there for that play in the goal square, took the mark, kicked the goal. It just summed up that footy club. They were able to hit the go button and kick the last two goals, Bill, and it was a problem for Fremantle.
But they were good, Freo.
Absolutely.
They should be in your pods. Alex Pearce.
No, I'm going to put him in a negatives because they did lose the game of footy, and I'll tell you why on the other side of the break, Bill. But Jez Cameron. I've got a reason to put him in the negatives. Jez Cameron. He's had harder training sessions than what happened yesterday, and you obviously witnessed it firsthand, Bill. But he
21 disposals, 8 marks, 6 goals. Just does what he wants.
He's still the best in the game, isn't he? Is he still the best in the game, Jim?
He's hard to play on. Yeah. He just runs. I think they started with Sheez on him, didn't they? The Sheezel.
I don't know. You were there. We were at a lunch.
I was at a lunch. So was I.
Caught one box.
Yeah, he's been good. Jack Bowe. Bowes. Yeah. Bowes. Brian Myers. Tom. They were all good yesterday. They were all bloody good.
So we got the negatives next.
A few negatives to get through.
Freo.
Wow.
I'm putting him in.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
14 years I've had to put up with your and I've had enough of it. So
Damo is stuck around his negatives from round 5.
Where are we starting, Purple?
Why don't we start with Fremantle? Because you all had a reaction when I put them in the negatives. I want to raise an issue, okay?
So what's the issue?
The issue is they don't kick goals. And as good as Alex Pearce is and has been and was on the weekend, as good as Ryan has been all season and again on the weekend, those two players, Bill, as you will see on the coaches' votes, were
10?
The two best players on the ground, according to both coaches, in a losing team.
Luke Ryan had 10 kicks and 5 marks in the last quarter.
He was outstanding.
Nearly saved the day.
The point I want to raise, though, is they've kicked 9 goals against Port Adelaide. Now, 9 goals will sometimes allow you to win a game of footy, but it leaves you exposed. And that's what happened. Port Adelaide kicked the last 2 goals. The previous week, they were equally 2 goals up
against
Carlton.
But had some bad luck there.
They had some bad luck, Bill, but they only had 9 goals on their own, the scoreboard at that point in time.
What about the week before?
The week before, they played Adelaide and they got a win.
Yeah, how many goals?
Nine goals.
Oh.
So they can't get beyond nine goals the past three matches. So that's the negative. Right. But having said that, what they are doing is playing really well. They're set up beautifully down back. Their midfield is elite as well. The forward line is the problem. So that's just got to be tinkered with. And they've had a good start to the year, but two losses in a row now of games of footy that they were in front by more than a goal with
our man
minutes
Dick
ago.
Tracy. Three?
He was good too, wasn't he?
He was good.
Yeah,
Dick Tracy. Actually went up the ground a bit and did. Yep. And Amos? Dennis?
Well, I like Amos, but he's just a work in progress. Yeah, he's just he's some
say
type of
a miss, which I don't get.
No,
it was Dennis Amos.
Amos.
It was Dennis Amos.
Yeah,
I think
agree.
It's Amos, yeah.
Mm. Right.
Okay, so let's delve into Hawthorn Footy Club now. 0-5. Ooh. Bad loss. Really bad loss to Gold Coast Suns. Dylan Moore on Channel 7 post-match. Let the world in on what he sees as a few problems.
There's no more tiptoeing around at training or, I'll sit out of this drill, let's bring your mouth guard and let's get to work. Well, I'll put my hand up and say I'm not living to the standards required, certainly, and that's what we spoke about as a playing group. We know that we can't just stick to a footy schedule like every other club and expect that we're going to be as good as Collingwood. We need to do extras and we've made commitments to each other to do that.
Love the honesty, but I don't get how anyone at that footy club could have got possibly ahead of themselves, given what they've done in the last 2 years. Now, they got happy last year at times, and I was in the minority in not thinking they were going that well. But what I wanted to just throw into the conversation, Jim and Bill and Ramsey, before we discuss it ourselves, is Daisy Thomas's views on Triple M footy over the weekend after he heard Dylan Moore and also Sam Mitchell, who was also open post-match, about what he views as what needs to happen now.
Being in this position before at Carlton, I tell you what isn't the answer. Going out and getting flogged on the training track.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the anxiety that these players would have right now, knowing that whenever they walk in the doors, there's an expectation that they're going to have to genuinely punch on at training. Go in there and it's going to be contested footy. You know, it's round six coming up. They're going to be sore enough. If they do lose one, as said by the coach, we don't really care if we lose another player with a corky because of bad attitude and we're going to have a crack on the training track. That just puts the whole team at more risk and they're probably going to produce a worse performance.
Daisy Thomas there on the Sunday Rub talking about that. It's an interesting perspective, isn't it, given he lived it at Carlton in a similar period of doom and gloom.
Well, it was the old days when you did that, bring the mouth guards. I think the coaches are a bit better than that now.
Yeah.
A bit more updated. I'll tell you what is a clash, 17th versus 18th this week on Sunday, Damo, North versus Hawthorn. Marvel. Who wins that?
Probably Hawthorn, but I mean, they're not going well. It's just the team that you are also referring to there, Bill. So lost to 75 points. And then the previous week, again, against a good team, Jim, as you know, Brisbane Lions at Norwood, 70 points. And then the previous week to that, Carlton by 56 points. So these losses are damning with their numbers. And there were two losses prior to that of around the 5 and 6 goal nature as well. Western Bulldogs, massive issues brewing there.
Well,
at that
can I just finish
club?
By, and it's just a bugbear of mine, Purple, with North. I didn't see the game because we were at lunch, but that jumper is horrible. We worked for 10 years to get a proper home and away combination of jumpers.
I don't think it's North.
And the one you're referring to, the blue, the royal blue,
the
but just the kangaroo.
Honestly.
Kanga.
It looks like something out of the merch store that you'd buy for your kid. Mm. It's not a footy jumper.
I don't think it's a jumper.
No, I know, but I just can't stand the look of the bloody thing. We got it right finally.
Yes.
Blue with white stripes, white with blue stripes. Why do you change it? It looks horrible. Anyway,
yeah. I never get too caught up in how a jumper looks because I'm a bit with Bill. Just win the game of footy and then no one's talking about it.
Don't worry, but that jumper's pox.
Yeah.
Pox.
So Western Bulldogs, bad loss to Essendon. The two wins they've now got to this point of the season were against Gold Coast. They got Gold Coast on a bad day on a windy Ballarat Oval and West Coast. So their form is questionable. They're now going to be without Tom Liberatore, Bill, after the confusion and the mixed messaging around the concussion protocols that he's been placed in after the match on the weekend. And they've got a very big game on Thursday night to kick off round six action.
The Saints.
Yeah.
That's a good game, that one.
Yep.
Because the Saints, they were great again. They could have won.
They kicked the last six goals of that game against GWS. So
hard to beat.
The narrative going in as part of it was the unavailability through selection of Caleb Daniel, Jack McRae, who'd been in and out, Bailey Dale. we watched that VFL game prior to the game. You were there, Jim, doing the rush hour, weren't you, before the Channel 7 coverage. But you had Alex Keith running around there and Ryan Gardner. There were some other big names, Rory Lobb. So there's a lot of players and there's a lot of money on the on a total player payments perspective running around in the VFL. So Luke Beveridge, he's speaking tomorrow to media, keen to see what he says, but massive game coming up for them on Thursday. A few issues at Carlton and there's soft tissue problems now. Andrew Russell, head of performance at the footy club, lost Chera before the game from a soft tissue perspective, Bill, training during the week. Saad went down, hamstring during the game. Ooh. Mitch McGovern went down, hamstring during the game. Big losses, creative players who are very, very important. On top of that, you've got soft tissue injuries to Martin, Motlop and Cunningham. A lot of pressure on a lot of people at the moment. Andrew Russell at the Carlton Footy Club in the high performance zone is one of those players.
Well, I take on the Giants at Marvel too, who are airborne.
Yeah.
Speaking of injuries, Richmond.
Richmond, yeah.
Wowee.
So lost.
I feel for Adam Uzé.
I do too. Now.
Not only injuries, missing all those picks and a lot of money and picks were placed on Taranto and Hopper, weren't they? And they're struggling.
And they're both injured, those two players. Now, Taranto broke a wrist at training. Jack Ross damaged badly a foot during the week. And then they lose Jaden Short yesterday. Mm. We know they're already without Gibkiss and Lynch and Prestia. So there's a lot of talent that's just and Bolter as well, who's unavailable. And one more just on that stakes, GWS, not so much from a negative outcome because they did win a game of footy. They are still unbeaten, one of only two teams unbeaten alongside Geelong, but going to be without Taylor now for at least a week in the concussion protocol situation and Stephen Cornelio too, who damaged the knee, but as Adam Kingsley said, it was neither serious nor low-key, but it's not an ACL as we've known. So he'll miss weeks, but not the the worst-case scenario, which I think he feared himself when he went down.
Sam Taylor, have we got an update?
Just that he's in the concussion protocols.
Can you just talk about him then?
When I asked the question, 10 seconds previous. Might have been, actually, that's generous.
Well, I was looking,
it was 7 seconds.
I would have let it go, but I just would have answered the question.
I was looking for my notes for Damo. Libba and Sam Taylor. That's
in fact, I reckon what we're going to do, we'll get Maddie to turn that around and we're going to run a tape on when you stopped talking about Sam Taylor and then when he asked.
I'm talking about the kid that's playing at Geelong in the reserves. He had a concussion Taylor.
Yeah, we'll get, I think Zoe's walking in there now. Maddie will have that turned around with the tape on it.
Now, apparently Judson Clark did his ACL for the Tigers in the VFL on Saturday as well.
He did. Mm. Yes, another injury there for the Tigers.
Chief. Are we here? You're going to be made a legend in the Hall of Fame. Would you mind coming on? No.
Was there anything else?
Nothing else.
Normally just, says a couple of words just, to you if you ask.
Yeah, normally there's a word
you little
before it's you. Yeah.
Anything else, Damo?
No, I reckon that's it.
We should look out for?
Oh, look, the focus
something
is
brewing.
Rightly so on Western Bulldogs.
Right.
Big story. They need to. We talk about those teams that did respond.
Is that where the bus is going?
Oh, the buses are at Witten Oval.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And as you said, that game. At Marvel Sunday, at the end of that, one team will remain as the only without a win. So that's a big afternoon.
It is.
All right, nice to see you, Purple.
Likewise, Jim.
There you go. It's coming. Right, it's coming. Good. We're going to run a tape over that's how it. Long it took
it
for Bill to
seconds.
Ask a question about Sam Taylor after Damo just mentioned it.
I was looking Sam for my notes.
I was happy to let it go, Bill.
Thank
I was just going to converse, but these
polite.
Two.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So you go near the War Museum.
You can see Damo stuck around and fair enough too because we've got out of Maddie's booth.
Now, Jim.
How long after Damo stopped talking about Sam Taylor did you ask about Sam Taylor? Let's have a listen.
They are still unbeaten. One of only two teams unbeaten alongside Geelong. But going to be without Taylor now for at least a week in the concussion protocol situation and Stephen Cornelio too, who damaged the knee, but as Adam Kingsley said, it was neither serious nor low-key, but it's not an ACL as we've known. So he'll miss weeks, but not the worst-case scenario, which I think he feared himself when he went down.
Sam Taylor, have we got 15?
Just that he's in the concussion protocols.
Can we just talk about him then?
Literally.
Oh, no.
So I have a book, right?
You dare to say to me that I don't listen. Yes. I've never known a person to listen less than you.
Can I explain? I got a book, right, and I write questions because after I watch the games, every game, I'm like Duane. I watch every game.
No,
right,
you don't
start
watch
the
every
front.
Game. That's a lie.
And where is me? Oh, here it is. Look, see? Questions for Damo.
That's a piece of paper.
They can't see it, you idiots.
Well, there's cameras.
Questions
about
for
Sam
Damo.
Taylor after he just finished talking about him.
Number one, Sam Taylor. Yeah. There you go.
Right.
And Libba.
Yeah. Yes.
So I had my book.
No, no,
I was trying to find my book while he was talking.
It's a bit of paper.
And Sam, so he was there. So that's hence why.
Well, in the ad break, Damo told you he was going to talk about Sam Taylor and Libba.
Did he? And he did talk about
Sam
Taylor.
I wasn't listening. I don't listen during the ad break.
He didn't listen twice.
I don't listen to him during
the
ad break.
What's going on with your eye?
Yeah. How do I know? I can't see it. You look out of it, but you can't see it.
It's of coins or something
in
there.
I don't know what's going on.
I actually need some Telfast.
You,
have you got
you
any?
Do.
I think
you,
I've got hay fever.
I think you have.
Like our good mate Chief.
Among other things. No, we're not going there.
Oh, excuse me.
I tell you what, where we are right. going, Jim. Because at your wedding to the lovely Lisa,
who
looked beautiful.
She did.
You not so much.
No, I looked really good.
There was a celebrity at your wedding, Jim. His name was Dennis Keith Lilly.
He's a great man,
yes. DK. So, mate, I could not believe he was there. Everyone that went there loved it. They all went over to him, even Sam Newman.
Yeah,
BT,
well, they're old mates. Yeah.
But BT, who doesn't get a photo, he raced over for a photo. Everyone loved having Dennis Lilly there. What a legend he is.
He's a legend.
So I just thought about it. I've been thinking about this over the weekend.
Is this the phoner?
Yeah, well.
Are we doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm on my way.
Well,
connection to the Rush Hour family.
Right, yes.
133353, the best prizes in the business.
Hence. But you haven't told the story yet.
DK Lilly.
Oh, DK's it.
Yeah. Right. That's, I'm leading
right.
into it.
I see.
Where did you run into a celebrity? Unusual.
Oh, no.
So at your wedding, I ran into DK Lilly, Jim, who's
that
a celebrity.
Can't be the setup. There's got to be
setup.
More to it than that.
Well, I didn't have anything else, so I'm going with this. And it doesn't. We're not saying at an outside broadcast or something was on like that.
Yes.
Didn't
through
you
have
a radio
an experience
station.
Today of this type?
Oh, that's right.
where is he at?
I was doing something with Isaac Smith today.
In the Ford Ranger, a magnificent Ford Ranger.
Exactly. And we're down at GMHBA Stadium.
Yes.
And we're driving into GMHBA Stadium.
Yes.
And driving out was Patrick Dangerfield.
The Danger.
Danger. And we got it on film. Is that going to be shown somewhere, Zoe?
Yeah, not today, but
not
it'll be
today.
Shown
not
later.
Right,
yes.
Okay.
And that was, he's a legend. He's a celebrity.
He is a celebrity.
So,
hence.
Where did you run into a celebrity? Unusual.
Nah, this is as bad as he's ever been.
No,
and that's saying
something.
Because all the blood is going into his eye.
I tell you what we have got.
Yes.
Very good. These are the best prizes in radio.
Well, of course they are.
Yeah, well, $200 Nina and Pasadena voucher, $150 Dasher and Fisher Tasmanian gin. You've got the tailor-made golf balls and the super dry jackets valued at $200.
$200?
Yeah.
Wow, where are
so
you?
So we're not talking about going to a, you know, a shop appearance and seeing a celebrity.
Exactly.
We're talking about just in weird ass places that you've run into someone famous.
That's it.
All right.
133353.
No.
When have you run into a celebrity?
Unusual.
What's coming up next?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You just had to look at your own T-shirt to remember the name of your own pub.
We're running with 133353. When have you bumped into a celebrity?
Unusual.
Because Bill had a story about Dennis Lilly.
Yes.
He forgot about meeting
Danger.
Danger today.
Yes.
I've got the photos just been sent through to me, Jim, here at your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Gaz, Dennis Lilly, Sam, and BT.
He looked like a bus driver.
Well, that's what Gil said. He was the MC of your wedding, and he said, and Brian Taylor's here, who's just driven the bus here tonight.
He looked like
he got the short sleeve shirt on. It was quite good, boy.
Speaking
Gil.
Of photos, you can see Bill's eye on our Instagram, Triple M Rush Hour.
Brown
something
eye.
Going on with it.
There's something
brownless
wrong with
eye.
You got stink a, eye or something.
Yeah. Pink.
I don't know what's going on. Alistair's there. Hello, Alistair.
Alistair!
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, how good, Alistair. Who did you bump into?
I bumped into a couple of people in my life so far. The first one is the good old Rod Laver at the
legend.
Melbourne Zoo.
Really?
What was he doing at the zoo?
It was with his family. It was during the
Saints
Open. I think he just had a daytime bit of a visit between tennis matches, and I came in the gate and was cracking it because his old guy was taking forever in front of me, and then
the Rockhampton Rocket.
Did you give him a serve?
Oh.
No, that was funny.
That's not bad.
No.
Right, and the other one, which is more embarrassing,
yes.
was I'm a music teacher, and coming back from Queensland, end of uni. And at the airport, need to go, as you do, on a long flight. And Wilbur Wiles was in the urinal next to me.
Wilbur! Nice! He used to do a lot of gigs. Still hey, does.
Saturday?
Yeah. Yes.
Of course.
But corporate gigs
corporate
and everything.
Gigs,
he used to play a trumpet or something.
Demons
saxophone.
Fan. Yeah, saxophone.
Same thing.
No, it's not the same thing. I think he's a Demons man.
Is he?
I think so. Well done. Stay there,
that's
Alistair.
That's good.
Sam in where's Sam?
Donga and Aubrey.
Well done, Donga.
Righto, Sam.
Hello, how are you?
We're very, very well. Now, who have you run into unusual?
Well, it's very funny. Just before the Sydney 2000 Olympics, my sister and I were sitting in Bridge Road having lunch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And who should be waltzing towards us but one Cathy Freeman? And I've gone, oh, my God, no. It's Cathy Freeman.
Gee.
And then my sister says to me, quick, jump up, ask her for an autograph. And I went, oh, I can't do that. She's minding her own business. I was absolutely starstruck. Oh.
And then won the Olympic gold medal.
I know.
Oh, why didn't you get a photo, an autograph?
Well, back then, photos weren't as big a thing, were they?
No, they weren't. But an autograph.
No, they weren't.
Yes.
No, but autographs were. But no. I just got absolutely starstruck and I couldn't do it.
Lovely lady.
Amazing.
Beautiful.
Incredible. Yep. I know. I wish I had it.
Well, so on the line, Sam. Maria.
From Delahaye.
Hi, guys.
Delahaye?
Yeah, hi, guys. Yeah, that's right. Delahaye in the northwest near Keilor and St Albans and, Snorbs. You know, that area.
Yes.
St Albans, that's right.
Rock Bank.
Yes. Who did you run into unusual?
Alice Cooper at Victoria Market.
Ooh, yes, please.
What was he doing at the market?
Well, he was looking for some jewellery. This was about 25 years ago when I was in my 20s.
Prime.
And I was starstruck, obviously, but I was also so scared that I wanted to go up and say hi, but I just couldn't, and I kept walking.
Had the dark eyes,
the
didn't
poison
he?
Time. Poison. That song, Poison. I love that song. He's a very good golfer, Alice Cooper. He's a mad golfer and a good golfer.
Wow, Alice.
All right, stay there. Like that, Alice Cooper.
Thank you.
Patrick on the line in Brighton. Hello, Patrick.
Hi, Patrick.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Who'd you bump into that's a celebrity?
I bumped into Isaac Smith down in Tasmania, Bill.
Is
one
he?
Of Triple M's best and greatest recruit.
Well, yeah, he's been good all year.
His golf game is better than yours, though, Fat.
Well, fair enough, too. Mine's not great.
Where did you run into him, Patty?
Play on the golf course.
Nah, he was in the pro shop. We were just getting ready for our tea time. There was a group of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we just recognised his voice, and we thought, oh, here he is.
Barton
so
Boogle?
Turned around, and it was down at Barton Boogle Gym. Loft Farm. It was an amazing day, and we just recognised the voice, and it was Isaac Smith.
Did you run into a grumpy old bastard behind the jump called Roscoe?
Yeah, mate, Roscoe.
You would have. He's about 1,000, Roscoe, and he's getting grumpier by the day.
Isaac.
They were lovely down there, Jim. They looked after us. They told us which tees.
Yeah,
I was off 19, so they told me to go off the higher tee.
Work your way forward. No, it's a magnificent
place.
Easy gets
around. He was with the Brisbane boys overseas.
Don't bring that up.
He just loves golf, doesn't he?
He was with you this morning.
He was with me this morning. Gets around.
With Izzy doesn't like
what? When he was with Brisbane?
No.
Doesn't want that.
He's out gallivanting. No, he's out.
Cowboys doesn't want that.
He was on the piss.
All right. Any others?
Well, I liked about four others we didn't put across, I see.
You've got to get the Guernsey cash.
Harbhashan Singh was someone.
Singh.
Yeah. Righto, we're going with Sam from Wodonga. Cathy Freeman. She is a bloody star.
$200 Nina. And actually, we'll send you the $150 Dasher and Fisher Tasmanian gin voucher.
Ooh.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Nicely done. I'm going to...
No, you just order. Oh, you can have the Nina and Pasadena if you want. Then AFL elevate every game and gear up the best this footy season. Curated for the community. Head to ninaandpasadena.com. $200 head your way.
Right, and gin for
Rod Laver, Alistair, who went on a bit, but he was good, so he gets a gin.
The Dasher and Fisher Tasmanian Gin, official exclusive gin of Live Golf Adelaide 2024. Head to dasherandfisher.com.au. Use the code RUSHHOUR for your 25% discount today and drink responsibly.
You know thank you. You know the Olympics aren't far away. It's starting in July.
2024.
They're starting in July.
Which is now, Jim.
I can't believe
July.
It. July.
July
this
Paris.
Year in Paris.
Be beautiful there, Jim.
Fantastic. All right, nice cash.
Yes.
Ring now?
Yes, ring now.
1-3-3-5-3.
We're running late.
$10,000 on the line for the Guernsey cash. If you know your players and, more importantly, the numbers, ring us now.
And it's sponsored now, too, by the way. Ungen's getting the job done.
We should ring BT, the old bus driver.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What are you having golf? Is it a mug of it? Anyway, Ramsey.
Mulligan, is that what you mean?
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Bill Brownless, that's just going on a Monday, and it's all thanks to Ford Ranger with its built-tough Ford DNA. The Australian-designed and engineered Ranger is renowned for its blend of capability, performance, and innovative technology. And, Bill, you were in one today.
You were.
I was.
Wild Track?
Just which one? The Ranger.
The Raptor?
Yeah, I don't know which one it was Platinum. Exactly, but very good.
I think it was the XLS.
XLS. Mm. Very good. Very good vehicle. Fantastic. Goes free air in the tyres, and it's a beauty. Don't worry about that.
All right, fam.
Anything else you want to say about the Ranger?
No, I've said all the time. It's the sports car for the tradie.
Well, there's a video coming up later on in the week with you and Isaac Smith. I think doing a shit tour of Geelong in one?
No.
That'd be easy.
A tour of Geelong.
Sorry, a tour of Geelong. Wouldn't you rather be driving the number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Discover it yourself.
Turn a corner and you'll
find your local Ford. So he went to the GMHBA car park.
Oh, my God.
I went to GMHBA, and there's a car park there. Yeah.
And? Cario Roadhouse?
Yeah. No, it was too far. we had a look at the premiership trophies in the cabinet there.
That was good.
Yes, which was, right. That'll be a bit of gold. A bit of gold nugget. But thank God for this is back.
Right.
Triple M's Rush Hour. This is bizarre. It's Billy's unique look at the other side of footy.
Very good today, Jim.
And we haven't done it yet.
No, it is. Yeah. Billy, 5 and 5:15.
5:15.
People there, they got their ear to the wireless. They can't wait, Jim. Here we go.
Wireless.
What's at number five, Fat?
Thank you, Rams.
Hold up. Four fingers.
Let me set the scene. Saturday, Sydney, Queen Elizabeth Stakes, one of the great races, Group 1.
Yes.
Pride of Jenny, loves to lead, Jimmy boy. This is for the racing purists out there.
Right.
This is fantastic. Go, Pride of Jenny.
This is unbelievable. Pride of Jenny, about 30 lengths in front in the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. She keeps going, coming up the rise. Pride of Jenny at the 200. My goodness, 15 in front. Declan Bates goes for the whip. Job. Pride of Jenny and the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. My oh my.
My oh my.
Wowee.
Mate, 30 lengths.
BT.
Did you watch the race?
I saw the ending.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Well
like,
done.
Might and Power.
Yes.
Might and Power used to lead.
Vaux Rogue used to do it, but nothing like this.
30 lengths.
30 lengths.
Beating good stuff too.
Oh no, this big import come over from overseas. I'll win this one. Out, 15 lengths behind.
Wow.
Great work. Well done. Good.
How about number four, Bins?
Now, this is a basketball one over there in America.
Yes.
Boban playing for the Houston Rockets against the Clippers, Jim. Now, if someone misses two consecutive free throws in the fourth quarter, the fans get free chicken. So, he missed the first shot.
Yes.
This is his second shot.
Fans are getting excited here. There might potentially be some free chicken on the board if he misses the second free throw.
Oh, man, free chicken on the board.
Yeah, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to you. Beaumont's playing with the crowd. Say, you want chicken?
Here's your chance.
Oh, he gave him chicken. He's a man of the people. He's a man of the people.
You think he did that on purpose?
He did. He gave out free chicken.
So they're out in front far enough.
Oh, it must have been. Yeah. He gave them chicken.
Free chicken.
He gave them chicken. Well done, Boban.
Yes.
What's at number three, Coco?
Simon Black, one of the all-time greats. We love Blackie, but he had a mare trying to get one of our sponsors' names right.
Ball over the back, off hands and out of bounds. 30 around from the Hawks' goal.
Yeah, it's a red Zed Lenin stats.
Oh, come on, Blackie. You're falling apart here, Blackie.
He's tired. He's getting tired.
He's falling asleep.
You blokes are penetrating me here. Right after the sun, semi Flanders at the 29.
Wow.
I'll come back to you, Timmy.
red sending.
Yeah, that's right. When it's red, Zed lending. Not hard. Mm-hmm. Come on, Blackie. Nath Brown's had trouble with it over the years.
Who are the biggest ball winners from Triple M Red? Red Zed lending stats.
I've got a stat for you.
Time for Triple M Red Zed lending. Triple M Red Zed lending stats. Triple M Red Led Zending stats. Ash is with us.
Could be nuff that. Mm-hmm. He's got to slow down. We've told him that before.
Yes.
Give us number two, Smack.
Thursday night, Charlie Cameron kicked the goal in the second quarter against the D's, but because it's at the MCG, there's no country rule. Yes. Take me home. But Isaac and Darce, they improvised.
Charlie Cameron to the punt road end. 31-point lead to the Lions. They are owning Melbourne right now.
Can we get a bit of Country Roads action on Triple M here?
Sing it.
Country Roads. Take me home to a place out alone, West Virginia. Mama, take me home, Country Roads.
Come on, Leroy, back there, give us a backing track or something.
Stick to the footy, boys.
Oh.
Number one is coming up.
What do you got at number one, Bill?
Brian, the old bus driver.
Brian.
He noticed a lot of Adelaide players, they can be found around the house, Jim. Have a listen.
Same again,
Ryan. They've got a lot of strange sounding names. They're like items rather than names. That's like keys, hinge, butts. Glant is like almost coolant. Glant, sort of strange. Here's Saligo, another one. Butts. They sound like they're house items.
A walker.
Yes, over the line and out of bounds again, third in a row. Yes, they all sound like
Tom,
they belong
Riley.
To a house in some way, Hold shape, or form.
Cook.
Well, just excuse me there more than I thought.
It's really taken off this one, BT. He's one of those household items, hinge.
Yep.
Stone.
Find a few of them.
Two on each door.
Thank you, Brian.
There's three on each door, by the way, but yeah, that was interesting,
three.
Jim. Yeah. Three hinges on a door.
Would have thought two. Well, I think Brian's right, didn't he?
No, I think I'm right.
You, three.
The bus driver wouldn't know. Yeah. Open that door there, Jim.
Well, that's not a standard door. There's what, five what? On that one. No, four.
Oh, this is good radio.
Yeah, good radio. Now, Fat.
Yes, we're on air.
There we are.
Yep. Stephen Baker.
Stevie Baker.
Oh, tough, hard.
How tough?
Good player. 200 games.
200 games and played at the Saints in a very, very cool time. Mm-hmm. So he's coming up next.
And he's running the Tan for charity this Sunday. He joins us next on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
He's lifted his topper
and started fondling his nipples.
It's cold in here.
Oh, my God.
Right now, we are joined by 200-game St Kilda star who will be running the Tan this Sunday in support of mental health. It's Stevie Baker.
Our next guest played over 200 games for the Saints, and he might have played 300 if he wasn't getting suspended all the time.
I think, you know, the AFL sort of picked on me a bit, and I went to the tribunal 15 times and got 15 guilties.
He's a St Kilda cult hero and a man opposition players dreaded playing against. Please welcome Stephen Baker.
Eight. Hey, it in for your bakes.
15 guilties.
15.
Good little intro.
15
yeah.
guilties.
Yeah, I remember Mike Sheen on Open Mic said you were the only player to get 15 appearances and 15 guilty. So I left my mark on the game, but I think four of them are in one game with Stevie Johnson. So
oh, yes.
Four in one.
My man, picking on poor old your Stephen. Man.
I saw him on the weekend,
Yarrawonga,
down in Myrtleford, and I think we've agreed to have a whack on at some stage in the boxing ring.
What does that mean?
Yes, I just posted it yesterday on my Instagram. So in the boxing ring, so amicable off the field. But once we're going to cross the,
you wouldn't be in the same weight division.
No, Steve-O's lost a bit.
No, he was looking all right, and he reckons he's got me with the long jab. So that could be interesting. But that's something for the future.
Three and zip, they are the Pigeons, Yarrawonga. They're going all right. What were you doing up there?
I was doing a talk, sort of a mental health talk.
Yes,
For Myrtleford, got invited up there and. Spoke at their luncheon and
talk about it. What is it called?
Build Grit. So I've been doing talks, travelling around. You know, had a bit of a tough time after losing Warnie.
Yes,
as you would have been good mates.
Yeah.
And so I just speak about how I got through that. You know, battling a bit of depression and using sort of my grit strategies, which is gratitude, resilience, inspiration, and teamwork that anyone can apply. So I sort of just talk about my dark times, how I got through them, sort of sharing it with the. With the clubs.
So you did go through depression because you and Warnie were tight. A lot of people wouldn't know this, Jim, but you went to a couple of parties and Stevie Baker was number one. We used to have a couple of good New Year's Eve parties.
We did. Ooh. It was very sad because I was obviously waking up every day and Warnie and I got along like a house on fire, and it was just laughs every day. Mm. And we had some great plans. I think the year he passed, we had three trips planned. I remember saying about a week before he died. It was my most exciting year I'd had for ages, and it was just gut wrenching. And the sort of go belly laughing with someone every day and playing poker and traveling, and then just
loving life.
Yeah, loving life. Yeah. It was just exciting being his good mate. So it was very very sad couple of years.
So good on you for doing that. That's fantastic, mate. Yeah. Do you get back to Colac much? You're a Colac boy, of course.
I do. I go back every couple of weeks to annoy Mum. Mum's on a property there. My brother's there with his fam, and got all the South Colac boys. I did a talk back there a couple of weeks ago, and that was great. So yeah, love getting back to the old Cadillac.
Exactly.
My son was in the audience just recently, youngest. Because you went and spoke to the Halebury boys.
I did. Lloydie got me down there, and so it was great.
Well, and hopefully he was listening, because he needs a bit of the resilience lessons.
Maybe
kids do.
And you should go along and just have a listen. And listen, because you don't like to listen.
Why would I need resilience, Fat? I have shown resilience over the last 14 years working with you.
I can finish it.
No one has ever had more resilience. But he said it was great.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I've been talking at a few schools, and that's the message is effort beats talent. So I talk about growing up as a bit of a troublemaker and not very skillful kid, and then making the AFL. So I've sort of got different talks for different age groups.
203 games, by the way, and tough and hard. You knew you played on this bloke.
Yep.
And one of my good blokes, and good mate, Stevie J, we're talking about him. Geez, you gave it to him one day, didn't you, poor old Stephen?
Well, I think it was a bit of both ways. Yes. I think we had a good battle in the 2009 grand final.
Yes.
And I think he held a grudge, and I wanted to get him again. And the word got around in the media that we were going to whack on in the next game, and that's exactly what happened. We were at it before the siren, and I say that he broke his hand on my face. He reckons he did it in another way, but I reckon he broke it on my head. I've got the footage.
But go back, because you saw him rubbing his hand
because
he had a sore hand, and so you just gave that a nice little whack a couple of times.
Yeah,
just
a couple of hundred times. That was But I got told the story that he knew his hand was gone, and he went up to the club doctor at three-quarter time. And I love that story. That's what made him my favourite player. And he said, how many weeks have I got? And the doctor said, I'm going to miss four or five. And he just looked over at me and just said, I'm going to get that little baker. And he came out, and I was standing behind him, pulling his underarm hairs out and standing on his ankles. And then I just wasn't expecting it. The big back elbow bang. 8 stitches, my eye closed over for a whole week, and so he got me better. But I remember saying, I'll look after you in the tribunal after the game. I said, don't worry, I'll look after you. And I got reported 4 times, 12 weeks, 9 with an early plea, and he gets 3 weeks. I was like, the tribunal did not like me at all. So,
Would you say you're pulling out his underarm hairs?
Yeah, it was
Who does that?
Well, I had a few moves which happened where there was one move I got hit on the back of the elbow one day, and it made my arm go dead. So I thought, oh, that's a good move. So I whacked him in the back of the elbow a couple hundred times, and then and I had my shoulder taped one day, and I accidentally pulled out some underarm hair, and I just went, holy shit, that hurt. That hurts. And then, so every chance I get bottom of a pack or underarm, I rip out a bit of hair and just puts them off their game a little bit.
Yep. Oh, I remember talking along similar lines to Alex Ashenko once, big, tough, bloody Russian ruckman. And he said one of his favourites was at a boundary throw-in. He used to get his thumb like that and go up into the armpit of the opposing ruckman and just push it up as hard as you could.
No.
He said, you wait till someone does that to you. He said, you can't operate. Your arm just goes all weird. I said, Russian, how'd you work that out? He said, just the tricks you pick up. That would never occur to me.
How's that happened to you?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Stevie, stick around.
Yep.
I want to talk to you about you played in an incredible era with the Saints, but there's one particular individual that we loved on Triple M. I'm going to ask you about the tip rat Milne.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, that's all right. I don't mind the minute in a sport.
Oh, my God.
Rap.
The M sport in a minute.
That's it.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. St Kilda legend Stephen Baker has stuck around and he's running the tan this weekend in support of mental health, JB.
What an era you played in, mate. You should have won a flag with that team. It was an incredible St Kilda team. Nicky Dowell and BJ Goddard,
Lenny.
Joey Montagna, Riewoldt. Lenny Hayes, Nick Riewoldt.
Yeah.
Unbelievable team, but my man, the tip rat, was my favourite. I absolutely loved the way he used to go about it. Do you still catch up with him? Where's
still,
he at?
Still catch up. We've caught up. He got me down for a talk at his footy club at Bowie. So, yeah, we catch up every couple of weeks. Caught up for we call ourselves the Awesome Foursome, me, Lenny, Troy Swartz and Milne.
So oh,
we
so you have got four. Nice. That's good.
Yep. I was going to think, should I probably forget one here?
There's going to be two of them called the Awesome Foursome.
No, so we still catch up. And, yeah, all the boys, the main mob catch up every prelim, yeah, make sure we have a beer and yep. catch up. So, yeah, it was a great era, but we yeah, got very close. There was a couple of games, obviously the draw, and we're a draw with Geelong, Billy Orr mob, with a couple of minutes to go, and they got a couple late, and a little toe poke, and Milne's bounce, and
Tomahawk hit the goalpost.
Yeah, that one, that, for one. A goal. That would have been handy if we had the goal in the vision these days. But yeah, it was obviously shattering not to get one, but yeah, the memories playing together in a grand final and running out in front of 100,000 people. Little kid from Colic, I was happy.
And Ross, of course, back at the club now.
Yes.
Catch up with him ever?
Yeah, we do. He comes to a few of our catch-ups, and I went down the club a couple of months ago, and it was just weird seeing all the boys.
Yeah.
And the Hayes, Harves. Cozzy was down there doing some work. So it was weird. It was a weird vibe, but it was a good
what
vibe.
What a nut setup, by the way. We were talking about Fred in the last break. Yeah. He's in the Sandy Dragon squad, so they do a lot of work down at RSEA. It's incredible.
I know. And looking back, we were down at Seaford back in the day.
You didn't like that, did you?
No, I didn't like that.
No, did anyone like it?
No one liked it.
No one liked it. We can say it now. I hate it. I reckon it cost us a flag. Instead of all being around Moorabbin where everyone was living, and we used to go back to each other's houses after training, and then all of a sudden we're driving an hour every day to training and sitting in traffic. It did put a bit of a bad dampener on things, but no excuses. But Seaford was shit.
Stephen Baker, you're hearing from here. Now, why, Stephen, are you running the Tan this Sunday, 21st of April?
Running the Tan, we've done it. I've done it the last couple of years. Obviously, the support mental health, there's a lot of charities that get involved. And I took on Husey last year thinking, I'll run him off his legs. But he absolutely gave me a flogging last year.
He can run.
Yeah. So, this year we're going to get back down there and give another crack and there's a lot of people getting behind it, Brownie, Archie Thompson, a lot of people getting down there and having a crack. And I heard, Billy, you might be coming down.
I'll come down and watch.
Come down and watch, beautiful.
Yes,
Billy lives basically on the Tan but doesn't know it's there.
Yeah, there's a running track there somewhere, Jim. But now the Tan is...
Goes by his house.
Straight past his house.
No, I'm not straight past. You've got to go a little bit. 3.8 Ks.
Yep.
The record is held by Buster Mottram.
Mottram, yep.
Mottram.
10 minutes and 8 seconds.
Ooh.
Okay. AFL VFL, the record is Phil Carman.
Oh, fabulous.
Fabulous. 11 minutes 17.
Jeepers.
And Mark Blitzarves, 11 minutes 19.
Wow.
What does Stevie Baker run it in?
I was 17. I think I just broke 17 minutes.
That's all right.
Not great. I've had a hip replacement and a few little operations, so
Replacement? You're running around that?
Yeah, I've had a hip replacement, so I have a crack. I'm just going to try and beat my own record. I don't try and judge myself against anyone else except myself and just have a crack. I'm just going to try and beat my last time.
So anyone can come along Sunday?
Anyone can come along. Yep, I think you might have to register. It's the Sunday, is it 21st?
This Sunday.
This Sunday. So, get down and take me on if you want.
Runthetan.net.
I've got a bit of paper here that says, there's a couple of things written on here that I don't believe.
Yes.
It says here, Stephen had no idea how to get to Marvel Stadium.
I believe it.
His whole career he had to get someone to drive him. Is that true?
That would have been from Milne, was it?
I don't know.
Yes.
Well, because I always got, being a country boy, I hated driving in traffic. So I'd always got to live with someone for like years, maybe a decade. And then one day Milne goes, would you even know how to get to the ground? So I got put in charge of driving and no one was allowed to tell me which way to go. And I went the wrong way. And they were right. I think it was like a $50 bet on it. And I was literally trying to get there and couldn't remember. But shows how observant I am.
That's funny. So it says here, same with booking flights or airports. Are you used to just follow everyone else?
Yes. And that's something I've had to learn with flying around doing a few of these talks.
That's so
good. It's very hard to get used to doing things for yourself. But
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
No.
You do get babied in the AFL structure. Even with doing your tax, I thought they magically done itself for 5 years, so I was a bit behind.
Well, your great mate and I obviously used to play with Brendan Julie, and he was exactly the same. He retired and then just walked up to the gate. And the guy said, where's your boarding pass? And he goes, what are you talking about? White thing you need to get on, mate. He'd never thought about it.
I'm not that bad.
Mark Besto had no idea. Yeah. I said, I'll book a flight. He said, all right, Ansett. I said, mate, Ansett
don't
under.
Exist anymore.
They went 15 years ago, Toby. I reckon they went under. They're just hopeless. A lot of them are. Back in our day, I think we're pretty well. I think they're a bit better
now.
I
wasn't the only one. Thank you.
No. Hey, do you still love watching the footy?
Still love it, yeah. I don't love watching the footy, but I'll still watch it. So now my mates have stopped playing, it's sort of, I'm not that as interested, but yeah, still watch the Saints, get behind the boys. And Carlton are my second favourite team now, and don't mind watching those boys. I did a talk for Carlton a couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
and,
yeah. So you do a lot of talks.
A bit of talks.
If you wanted Stephen Baker to come to your club, how do we get you?
Buildgrit.com.au.
Beautiful. Buildgrit.com.au.
That'd be great. Appreciate it.
Hey, good
great
on you, mate.
To see you, mate. Yes. You're one of the toughest bastards any of us saw play the
still
game.
Still is. Have a look at those.
I know. Look, you're still playing weight, by the look of you.
Look at those fingers,
yeah,
Jim.
Your fingers are bugging.
They've been in the wrong way a little bit.
But your weight wouldn't be far off when you play.
Sorry?
You wouldn't be far off playing weight.
No, actually, yeah. I did a bit of training. Trained for an Ironman and completed that last year. So that was just something that...
With a hip replacement.
With a hip replacement, yeah. That was part of the Bill Grit story. But you'll have to book a talk to come and see hear the story.
Right. Great to see you, Stevie. Thanks for
Legends, thanks for having me on, guys.
Stephen Baker on the Rush Hour. Buildgrit.com.au if you want to book Stevie in to chat to your sporting club or workforce. It's the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
There is no need for the bump. I'll quote him, Jim. Mm-hmm. From my perspective.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
What are you doing?
Bunnings sent this in. Good sponsors.
You don't look right.
Go like, Cats!
It's something like you look like you've
Cliffy
wrong.
Young. Cliffy Young used to run around.
It's Cliffy
don't
Young.
Don't you know who Cliffy Young is?
No.
He ran from Sydney to Melbourne in his gumboots.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of New Zealand.
We had Friday night, right? A question asked of
yes.
Richo, myself and Hodgie,
yeah.
Who kicked in between these two teams, 10 or more goals.
Yeah.
And one of the two was Jeff Blethyn.
No, with the goggles.
The glasses.
With the goggles.
So that was one of the answers. Well, and then the next bit of vision had Mark Zanotti attached to it.
Oh.
Hodgie's turned around and said, yeah, well, there's another bloke I've never heard of.
Zanotti.
You've never heard of Mark Zanotti?
You've got to know Mark.
I mean, Jeff Blethyn, I get, because he's back in the 70s.
Yeah, yeah.
But Hodgie had never heard of Mark Zanotti.
Come on, Hodge.
What the hell's going on?
He was on the front bar, Zanotti. He was on the front bar.
Saying. Mm.
But you forget, Jim, we all know him, but these young blokes don't know.
And don't care.
And they don't care.
They got no bloody care for the history of the thing.
It's all about history.
That's what I said to Hodges. You just make it your whole career about yourself.
Go, anyway, Bunnings.
You still haven't answered. Why have you got that
on?
Oh, I don't know. Because they're great sponsors of the footy.
Oh, my God. All right, so you've gone past their listener jokes and gone back to owning them yourself.
Yeah, what happened to the listener jokes? They were no good. About time we got rid of them.
So these are yours now.
They're Fats jokes.
Fats jokes.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Oh.
And no sponsors dropped off.
They've dropped off too.
Actually, the listeners got rid of our sponsor.
This one's brought to you by Bunnings. There you go. That's why
Bunnings Trade.
Oh yeah, God. Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Cat. Jim, I've been trying to break up with an optician.
Right.
Bloody hard. Every time I tell her I can't see her anymore, she moves an inch closer and says, how about now? How about now? What about now?
You're laughing at him.
I am.
Oh, that's what you're doing.
That's
you're
not
like, I can't look at you because you just look like an idiot.
Go, Bunnings.
I can't do this anymore.
How about
I'm
now?
I'm going to see our boss. And I can't do this job. No. There's something wrong with you.
Go, Bunnings. There's so much wrong with him. How about
but
now?
It's so funny.
Jim, how about now?
That's
opposition,
it's
Jim.
It's a bit of Ballyang Century.
That's been cold. That would have been cold.
Woo!
Oh, no.
I can't do
Fast
this
man.
Anymore.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.